This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. And before we get you into this next story, there is something I need you to hear. Also, this. That first bit, perhaps you could tell, is the opening notes of Led Zeppelin's classic Stairway to Heaven, released in 1971. The second bit is from a song called Taurus, released by the band Spirit in 1968. Pretty similar, right? Here's Stairway to Heaven one more time. And Taurus. Those two songs are at issue in an unresolved copyright lawsuit, but there is something else you need to know about that, because for music that old, pre-1978, what the song looks like when it's written out on sheet music might turn out to be more important for copyright protection than what it sounds like. Vernon Silva wrote about this from Bloomberg. Thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks.
Tell me how you came upon this story.
It started about 5 years ago, when I saw on YouTube that the Stairway to Heaven introduction sounded a lot like a song by the band Spirit, this obscure instrumental. Yeah. And so, you know, has nothing been done about this? And did a first story where we kind of made the comparisons and looked into Led Zeppelin's alleged plagiarism. Mm-hmm. And that led to a lawsuit in federal court and a trial in L.A.
And there you are in court one day and?
And things are not going really well for the lawyer for Spirit, because they're getting pummeled on what seems to be a technicality, which is the sheet music that was deposited in the copyright office in Washington was literally half a page. And he had to say, you infringed on these 124 notes right. that sound nothing like what's on the record.
So I need to back you up here and dig in a little bit on this thing that's on deposit, this thing called the deposit copy. How does music copyright work for songs this old, right? This is pre-1978.
So before 1978, what you had to do to register a musical composition was deposit some sheet music. In the case of once we got into the rock and roll era, that meant that a band would make a record and it was handed to a scribe at the record company who then, you know, with a pencil, did some sheet music and they registered that with the copyright office.
They literally put it on deposit.
Yeah.
Got it. And so the discrepancy that gets discovered in this trial is what exactly?
Well, this lawyer for Spirit is having a really hard time, and so he pulls out the Stairway to Heaven deposit copy, and he's got Jimmy Page, the guitarist from Led Zeppelin, who played the famous solo and all this other stuff, and hands up and says, can you see on these four pages of this deposit copy that you deposited your guitar solo, which is your crowning achievement? And page after page, like, no, it's not there. At this moment in the trial, it became pretty clear to me as somebody sitting there, like, holy cow, is it possible that all of the greatest solos of jazz, rock, the saxophones, the guitars were never register compositions?
That is to say, stuff that's improvisationally riffed, one imagines, right? Because it's not written down anywhere.
Right.
In essence, it doesn't count.
And also stuff that's really hard for the scribe at the record company at the time to have put into notation.
And then what happens?
And then Led Zeppelin won, which was perfectly good for Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
And then there was an appeal, and each side appealed other stuff. And the one issue that became a sticking point was whether or not what was on the deposit copy in this really skimpy sheet music was the only thing that was protected.
Give me some other examples. I mean, in this article, you run through a bunch of them.
Right. So this is what got me curious is, could there be other? Was it just Stairway to Heaven?
Right.
No, it's not just Stairway to Heaven. If you look at Let's Get It On, the Marvin Gaye song.
Yeah.
The deposit copy is melody, lyrics, and a chord progression. You could, if you stuck to the how the law is completely strictly, you could re-record everything on that Marvin Gaye record, essentially make a perfect karaoke track, and it could be yours.
Put on your entrepreneurial business person's hat. You could make a ringtone out of some of these. You could, I don't even know what you could do.
You can do ads. You can do ringtones. You can score a movie. You can make a whole new composition. And this was sort of the experiment we did.
Well, that's you're getting the kicker of the piece.
That moment in the courtroom was kind of like seeing that somebody had dropped a bunch of $100 bills, and I had to pick them up for safekeeping. And the idea was that we would make a song, maybe called "Purple Hotel Stairway to," you know, "Purple Haze," ones, "Sympathy for the Devil." Some of them didn't check out. We were left with "Free Hotel Riders on the Stairway to Run," which was a mashup of Doris Springsteen, you name it.
Now what happens? I mean, where's this going to go? It's in court, and then...
It's sort of doubly in court now. So there is a separate case in New York involving Marvin Gaye's "Let's Get It On" and Ed Sheeran. And that one, there's a hearing in the coming weeks where they're going to figure out whether they're going to put that trial on hold pending what happens in the Zeppelin case. Because now, in an extraordinary move, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco has agreed to rehear the appeal in the Stairway to Heaven case. And so far, the only issue they've asked for briefs about is the deposit copy.
Vernon Silver writes for Bloomberg, this time about music. Vernon, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.